forgiveness. There's a story of a little soul who went to God and asked God how he could know himself as the light. And God said, well, you'll need to find some darkness in order to have the contrast and know yourself as the light. And the only problem is that there is no darkness in the world. I have only created light. I have only created angels. And the little soul was very upset because he wanted to know himself as the light. And he wanted to know himself as a particular aspect of the light called forgiveness. And God said, well, the only problem is there's nothing to forgive in this world. I haven't made any mistakes. Everything happens for a reason. So the only way that you can experience yourself as forgiveness is if another soul is willing to do something harmful to you in your life when you're on the earth. And in this way, you can know yourself as forgiveness. You can experience this quality. And what they will have done is a great gift for you, so that you can experience this beautiful quality of humanity that you would not have been able to otherwise. In wild meditation, forgiveness is not something that we do to absolve another or to say that what happened was okay. Forgiveness is letting go of the anger and resentment that you're carrying so that you can have a space in your heart that life can flow through again, so that life can touch you again, so that you get your own energy and power back. Take a moment to close your eyes and relax. Allow your whole body to relax and take a few deep breaths. Call to mind the person or people or institution that you are feeling a desire to forgive. Really see them in full detail in your mind's eye. See the expression on the face, the movements, the clothes. Perhaps you even hear their voice. And as you see them in your mind's eye, feel the feelings that arise. Anger, sadness, frustration, powerlessness, grief. Know that these feelings are here as your friends to protect you. Whether wise or misguided, their intention is pure. They're natural. Allow them to be felt, to say their piece. Take them into your lap and listen to them like a wise old grandmother. If tears come, let them. If your body needs to move and shake, or you need to cry out, allow it. Allow life to move through you. Feel the ache. And breathe. And turn the volume all the way up on these feelings, as high as you feel comfortable with. Really feel these feelings. And now see again the person or people in your mind's eye that you need to forgive. As you feel these feelings, and say inside, or out loud. I will no longer allow you to make me feel this way. I will no longer allow you to make me feel this way. You have no power over my emotions. You have no power over my emotions. See a ball of glowing energy in their hands. That is your energy. As you say these words, see the energy coming back to you in a strong, steady stream. I will no longer allow you to make me feel this way. I am in control of my emotions. See their arms falling limply by their sides. Repeat these words. I know you want to be happy and loved like all beings. I know you are doing the best you can at the time. Thank you for these lessons. Thank you for helping me see more of who I am. And thank you for allowing me to experience myself as this light of forgiveness. I know who I am. I love who I am. And I'm ready to let this go. I'm sorry for my part, if any, in this situation. Please forgive me. Thank you for these lessons. I love you as I am a lover, and I choose to love all beings. I may need to change some things. I may need to not see you anymore or ever again. But I know that we are all pure souls, and I forgive you. I am a powerful lover. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I will not let you turn me into anyone that I am not. I am free. I am strong. I am kind. I am loving. Feel all of that energy that was in their arms filling you, bursting forth from your heart. And allow the image of them to dissolve. They are no longer allowed to take any space up in your consciousness in this regard. And see an image of yourself, either now or as a small child. Really see it in detail. And repeat the phrases. I'm sorry that I forgot who you were. I forgot your perfection and your beauty, your worth and your strength. I'm sorry that someone treated you in a way that needed forgiveness. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And repeat those phrases for as long as you need. Finally, see yourself as light and see this other person as light and know that you are part of an infinite play to discover yourself, to open, to grow in wisdom and compassion, an ever more rich exploration of what it is to live as love.